to the Football Friday Night Highlights for week number 8 from KNIA KRLS. Class 3A number 1 ranked Pella Little Dutch versus the Saydale Eagles on 92.1 KRLS with Corey Hauser and Randy Sikkema.
Two wide receivers each side for Saydale. No tight end set. It's like a shotgun formation. And now no backs in the backfield. Dylan Coffin lines up as a wide receiver. There's a pass down the middle. This pass is intercepted by Will Warner. 25, 20, 15. Makes the move. 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. 13 seconds in. Pick 6. Pella leads 6-0. And Noah takes the snap, rolls near side, looks downfield. He will run with it. 25-20, escapes a tackle, tiptoes the near sideline, and he gets in. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. 13-0. Noah Claybert with a 30-yard quarterback keeper scamper on the near side. And Pella High adds another 6 on the board. This is a keeper from Noah. Comes around, plenty of room. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. 22-0. On the draw that fooled me, they faked it to Quint Murphy, and Noah came all the way around near sideline again, untouched, and it's 22-0. A 50-yard run for Noah. He now has 80 yards on 2 runs and 2 touchdowns. One near side for Noah, who has Quint Murphy behind him, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls far side, looks downfield towards the end zone. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella. Payson Vandaloon on the 26-yard reception. Pella High converts to 3rd and 10, and they lead 29-0. 6:25 to go in the first.
That was a pretty pass. I thought when he let it go that he had too much air under it.
Final score, Pella 79, Saydale 6. The Knoxville Panthers at the Oskaloosa Indians on KNIA with Tony Correa and Kevin Wadley.
McClung under center, Snyder the deep back, Davis goes in motion, handoff this time to Davis. He goes in for the touchdown off right side, and Knoxville has taken the early lead in this big game against Oskaloosa.
And I like the start.
McClung. We'll look back to throw. Going deep over the middle, looking for Duncan. The pass is complete, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. A 53-yard touchdown pass, and he was covered tight on the play, so tight they threw the flag for pass interference, but he was still able to make the catch. A beautiful job there by Tanner Duncan for the 53-yard touchdown.
Outstanding concentration by Tanner to catch that ball.
He's got it off the left side. He's going to take it in for the touchdown. Just pure speed from 19 yards out. Tanner Duncan has put more points on the board for Knoxville as they increase their lead.
And now we know why Mitchell was wide left. He just went out and blocked the cornerback, and the corner could not get past him.
Split wide to the right side is Jack Moore, and the pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Here comes Tanner Duncan, and he's going to take it into the end zone for a touchdown. He intercepted it at the 27-yard line and took it in for 27 yards out. And Knoxville has put 4 points on the board once again. Third touchdown of the game for Tanner Duncan. He has scored on a run, a pass, and now an interception. Here's McClung. Now he'll roll out to his left. He's got time. Fires it. A wobbling pass is going to be caught by Mitchell. He's got it at the 10. He's going to take it in for the touchdown. A 50-yard touchdown pass to John Mitchell.
Well, I guess that's why you're on the play, Tony.
That was an unbelievable play. It was a wobbling pass by McClung. He rolled out to his left. Mitchell caught it at the 15 and was able to take it in the rest of the way. A beautiful job there by John Mitchell, his first touchdown pass of the season. First and goal from the 1 for Knoxville. They lead it 42-7, and Bachman goes in for the touchdown off the left side, and they have increased their lead now to 48-7 with the extra point pending. A 1-yard touchdown run there by Luke Bachman.
Nice job by Luke. He's had a quiet night. That was only his 5th carry, and he only has 11 yards tonight. But 11 yards and a touchdown is much better for those fantasy football points.
Final score, Knoxville 49, Oskaloosa 13. The Pella Christian Eagles hosting the West Marshall Trojans on KRLS 2 with Andrew Schneider and Larry Hessing.
They'll bring the heat. Pass is complete to Carson Duggar, who's inside the 20, makes the defender miss. He's in the 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. Great athletic play by the senior Carson Duggar on senior night. Eagles lead by one score.
Yeah, you said it. Carson made that play, and Graham Hauerzeil made sure that he got in the end zone with just a little bit of a chip block as Carson raced by into the end zone.
It's Levi Jungling who will walk in untouched, though, for the touchdown. Touchdown, Eagles. A very quick huddle we've seen all night long. Jungling gets the handoff over that left side. Didn't have to run nearly as much as he did on that last big run he had there, but he's in for his 16th touchdown of the season. Jungling is in this time. He'll get the jet sweep over the left side. He's got one man to beat. He's in for 6 touchdown Eagles. Untouched goes Levi Jungling for his second rushing touchdown of the night. Eagles lead by 4 scores.
And that one was well blocked around the left side by the slots and the wide receivers. Levi just coasted to the pylon in the corner of the end zone.
Final score, Pella Christian 35, West Marshall nothing. The PCM Mustangs hosting the number 9 Albia Blue Demons on KNIA 2 with Garrett Canock and Fred Lorenzen.
And ball's on the ground, and PCM came up with a football. So on the jet sweep from the left side, Matt Baker was trying to pick up some extra yardage. He coughed up the football, and that's going to end the first quarter. So PCM, after turning the ball over 3 times, Albia returns the favor twice. 21-0 lead here in the first quarter. Second goal for the Mustangs. Quick pass inside, caught Clark. And touchdown, PCM. Noah Clark on the 3-yard touchdown reception, and PCM gets on the board, and that is exactly what you want to do after a turnover.
You betcha. Great call right there. It's a quick slant by Clark at tight end, and Logan put it right into his hands.
Noah Clark, his second touchdown of the year. Baker and Weldon back to receive for the Blue Demons. A run-up. The onside kick. That ball hits, and PCM, I think, is on an onside kick as they're recovered by the Mustangs. Bodies hit the deck, and it is going to be PCM ball. And Coach Bonnet pulling a little trickery out to open the second half. The onside kick was taken by Trey Lindsay, and PCM starts with the ball, and something was set at half. That's a way to start.
Great call right there, and Albie was not looking for that at all, and a great way to start the second half for the Mustang.
PCM third and goal inside the Albia 1. Handoff far side. Latrell bounces it out. Is he going to get in? And he is in for the touchdown. Logan Latrell 1 yard out. And PCM now trails 34-12. And that's how you start the second half.
It really is. A great call on the onside kick. And the offense did a great job taking it down in there and a big score. And hopefully I'll get this thing turned around here a little bit and get us back in the ballgame.
That's got to be a positive, seeing the running game do what it did on that drive.
Final score, Albia 48. PCM 14. The Pleasantville Trojans at the number 9 Mount Air Raiders on KNIA 3 with Chris Krug on play-by-play.
Here we have a 21-0 ball game. Pleasantville down to the number 9 team in Radio Iowa's Class A football pool. Motion now to the far side. Play action rolling out to the far side. Looking. Taylor makes one man miss. That ball is going to be picked off. Yes, it is intercepted. And Pleasantville had the ball, I do believe. Yes, he did bring it in. Sawyer Phillips, welcome back to the ball club. He picks up the ball, and Pleasantville will have it. First down and 10, a spark here for Pleasantville defense. Here's a fourth down. They're going to go for it. Shotgun set motion now to the far sideline. Luna. Here's a snap. Fakes the reverse. 5-step drop now for Zeb Adrian. Has time now. Has to take a run to the far sideline. Pump fake. Great pump fake. Can't get away. He is pushed out of bounds. Another loss. 6:42 and counting. Pleasantville knocking on the door. This is their deepest drive so far tonight. Shotgun set. Gunner Sampson in the backfield alongside Zeb Adrian. He stands to the left. Fouch split to the near side. Luna to the far side. Takes a snap. Looking across the field. Going to try and tuck it and run. Has room. Now backs out. Dumps it into the end zone. It's caught. Is it in? Yes. Touchdown, Trojans. So Pleasantville finds the board. They avoid the shutout tonight.
Final score, Mount Air 61, Pleasantville 7. Thanks for joining us for the week number 8 Football Friday Night Highlights on KNIAKRLS.com.